This time of year is such a magical time, isn't it? You can just picture it in your mind's eye, the way that the clouds cover the sky at night, capturing the light from the people down on the ground, giving the whole world a magical, soft, pleasant glow. You can stand out there, bundled up all nice and warm, and just watch the snow falling. You can picture that snowfall in your mind's eye. Your real eyes can look at whatever they want because the mental image is so pretty that you don't even need to think about what's in front of you. You can just concentrate on the picture in your mind's eye. Your eyes might even close at some point, but that's all right. You have permission to close them whenever you want. The snow is so light, so soft and fluffy, that you would almost expect each flake to just float there in the air. But even the lightest flakes of snow drift down. They each take a different path, and sometimes it takes some snowflakes longer to drift down than others, because each snowflake is different, just like you're different from anyone else. But every single snowflake eventually drifts down. Every snowflake falls. You can picture the snow in your mind, but as it falls, as it drifts down, you find that you want to watch just one snowflake, just to see if it really does drift all the way down, just to see what path it takes as it gently sinks through the night air. You pick out one snowflake with your eyes, but it's so hard to concentrate on it. There are so many to choose from, each one scattered away by the winds. The scattering makes it so hard to focus on any one thing, as it floats gently, softly, easily past your eyes. You look down, but you just see that all the snowflakes have piled up on the ground in a soft, fluffy cushion of snow. And when you think you followed that snowflake all the way down, now you pick out another one and follow that one all the way down. You look up higher because it's easier to pick out the snowflakes against that beautiful, cloudy, soft night sky. And you see so many snowflakes, each one floating down towards you. You follow one with your eyes, following it down. Following it down, following it all the way down now. It's so easy to imagine them drifting down, so easy to imagine them sinking down, so easy to imagine them floating gently down to land on the soft, downy snow and lie there. And as you realize that you want to keep looking up and following another snowflake down, you also realize that looking up into the swirling, scattered flakes of snow as they float gently on the breeze, as you stand there, it makes you just a little dizzy. You're bundled up now, all safe and warm, and it just feels so nice to look up at the sky and watch the snowflakes scatter, drift, float, and fall. Scatter. Drift, float, and fall. Scatter, drift, float, and fall. That's right. You feel yourself wanting to fall backwards now, wanting to just relax your legs, fall backwards into that warm, fluffy cushion of soft, gentle snow. And just watch while you lie back and relax. It's easier to watch now that you don't have to worry about standing up, now that your muscles can all just relax, and you can watch the snow. You've fallen into the snow too, just like the snowflakes. You understand now how easy it is to just let everything scatter, the way the snowflakes scatter on the breeze. Your thoughts can just scatter, watching the snowflakes and listening to my voice. You understand how easy it is to drift on my voice, just letting it carry you as you watch the soft, beautiful fall of the snowflakes, just letting them captivate you with the way they fall down, never stopping. Every snowflake falls. Every person falls. And you float on that soft, fluffy cushion of snow as you watch and relax and sink. The snow has give under your body. You feel yourself sink just a little bit into it, but it still supports you. It holds you like my voice holds you. You're floating on the snow, floating on my voice. And if you have trouble following any one snowflake, or even following the falling snow at all, that's all right. You can just look up and let your eyes stare straight ahead. Let the whole snowfall become a whirling, swirling pattern in your eyes, and float on my voice. The snowflakes keep falling now, coating you with just a little bit of snow. It's all right to let that happen, because you're bundled up all safe and warm and cozy. The snow falls. The snowflakes can't help but fall down, can't help but sink down. And if they're falling onto you, then you understand that you must already have fallen. You've fallen into my voice, fallen into my words, fallen into deep relaxation. Your eyes might even be closed already. If they're still open, you can just go ahead and close them now. That feels good, doesn't it? With your eyes closed, you can just feel that cozy warmth over your body. It's almost more like a fireplace than a warm coat. Almost like you're lying in front of a fire after the snow has stopped. The warmth is penetrating your whole body, sinking into your bones, relaxing you even deeper. The sound of my voice as you lie in front of the fire relaxes you and warms you and makes you feel good all over your body. You can hear the soft hiss of the flames now. And while the snow has stopped falling, the fire continues to dance. The flames sway and crackle back and forth, and you can just feel the way the dance of the fire generates pleasant warmth in your body. You don't need a heavy, heavy coat when you're lying in front of a warm, wonderful fire. You don't need to wear any clothes at all, really. The warmth of the fire is making you so hot now that you just find your heavy, sleepy, warm, and relaxed hands and arms sliding your clothes off, peeling them off so that you can bask in the slow, sleepy, languorous warmth of the fire all over your body, letting the heat caress your flesh as you slip the last of your clothes off. There. Isn't that better? Of course it is. And as you lie there, basking in the warmth and the relaxation, you can find it easy to let your hands travel over your body, feeling the way your skin is warmed by the fire. Your skin feels warm all over, doesn't it? Warm and tingling, and it's almost like you're warm inside as well as out. While the fire warmed you outside, something else is warming you inside. You feel like the two are mingling together, like the swaying, pleasant dance of the fire has awakened a heat within you. It's all right to let that heat build now as you listen to my voice. It's all right to feel that heat. All right to let that heat just rise within your body. That's better than all right, isn't it? Yes, much better. It feels very good to let yourself feel that heat. Your hands are still roaming over your body, and if they find some place that feels very good to touch, it's all right to let them stay there. Let them keep touching. You know that when you listen to my words, when you fall this deep, when you feel this sexual, sensual heat, it's all right to touch. You have my permission. It feels good to do what you have my permission to do, doesn't it? You enjoy getting my permission. That lets you do such wonderful things. Things you really like to do. And it makes your body feel good all over to do what I give you permission to do. You can feel that dreamy, sexual pleasure growing as you follow my voice and do what I want you to do. You want to do what I want to do. It makes you hot. It arouses you. And you'll soon find that the arousal is beyond your ability to control it. As you lie there, too aroused to be in control, too aroused to think, you can just keep listening to my voice. I'm giving you permission not to think. I'm giving you permission to feel good. I'm allowing you to want to ask for permission. You'll find yourself wanting to do what I say, and that's all right, because it feels good to do what I say. It feels very good right now. So very, very good. And it just keeps feeling better as you just keep touching and feeling and letting me do all the thinking for you. And soon, very, very soon, it's going to feel better than anything. You'll just feel that pleasure spill over, gushing, overflowing into a warm, wonderful orgasm that I brought you. Because I'm so happy with the way you're listening so well and doing what you're told. The orgasm is so near now. The pleasure is so strong and it's so close. I'm going to count now. Each number will increase the pleasure, the dreamy sexual heat. When you hear me say 5, you'll have to come for me. 1. The flames dance so seductively for you, urging you on. 2. My voice is guiding you into pleasure, guiding you into orgasm. 3. You don't need to think. Just feel yourself so close to total pleasure. 4. On the edge, the pleasure's spilling over. You need to wait until I give you permission, and I will. So soon. So very, very soon. As you just need to obey and wait until I say 5. Very good. Very good. Very, very good. The gift of pleasure, of relaxation, of obedience. It's a special present from me to you. And you love to receive it. But when you're waiting to receive the gift of obedience, you can keep it wrapped, just like all good presents. You can wrap it up and put it away, and you know that you can just let yourself not think about it when it's all wrapped up like that, because it's a mystery, and that's a good thing. That's a secret you're keeping for yourself until I tell you that it's time to open your gift. And then when I do, you'll remember it again. Remember the warmth of the fire, the warmth of obedience. Until then, just let it all hide away in your mind. Just remember that you felt good and happy, and you'd love to do this again with me. And now it's time to let yourself wake up. And you find that you can do that so easily. The warmth just revives you, and you can feel yourself wake up more and more. In a moment, you'll just let your eyes open, clean yourself up, and if you need to, slip back on your clothes and feel all refreshed and alert. You can feel your eyes starting to open now, starting to come back, starting to wake up, so happy and peaceful and refreshed, and closer to awake now, and wake.